Mudassar Khan came to the United States from Pakistan as a teenager and now owns an electronics store in New York City. He says his family waited 12 years for legal permission to immigrate, but he sympathizes with those who immigrate illegally.
There has to be some desperation there in order for them to do something like that.
Khan says illegal immigration is not an issue among South Asian immigrants in the neighborhood where his store is located, but he recognizes the dilemma posed by illegal immigrants.
Not even for giving them a legal status over here, but there has to be something in between in order for us to keep it a fair game.
But defining fairness is controversial. Critics say illegal aliens violate the law, take jobs away from Americans, and must be deported. Filipino-American immigration attorney J.T. Malonga disagrees.
You cannot deport all 12 million, neither can you jail all 12 million. But at this point in time, there is no avenue for them to address their legal residency issues.
A bill before the U.S. Senate called the DREAM Act proposes a path to citizenship for young illegal immigrants who finish high school or serve in the military. But many Republicans oppose it, including presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney.
I like people coming here legally. And so I will secure the border with a fence, make sure we have enough Border Patrol agents to secure that fence, and I will also crack down on employers that hire people who are here illegally.
The Obama administration has deported a record number of illegal aliens, about 400,000 per year, and a new study by the Pew Hispanic Center indicates that the number of illegal Mexican immigrants in the United States is declining. But even if immigration remains a volatile issue in an election year, Mudassar Khan doesn't expect much change.
I've seen that in a lot of elections. They make a topic out of it. And when it comes down to doing something about it, mostly nothing has been done. I think they'll just use this to get some votes again. And when elections is over, they'll probably forget about it and nothing major will happen.
And in New York, it's not likely to affect who wins the presidential race. Even Republicans concede that the state's millions of legal immigrants will likely vote for President Obama's re-election. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, New York.